Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five.
Daily update from the Rusciutto household.
We learned you should never leave your phone lying around at the Rusciutto house.
Sarah's old man came running into the kitchen and said, "My kids have been playing with my phone. We've got an ambulance on the way." "What are you talking about, Mick?" "There's an ambulance on its way to our joint because one of the kids had rang 000 twice."
Then it was a case of who done it.
Automatically went to Nick first, and then he said, "Nah, Joe, no, I haven't done it." Rocco, he'd fallen asleep, apparently. I don't know if he was faking it or not. And Tom.
Never accused the girls of anything doing wrong.
No, they wouldn't do it. And Tom is addicted to phones. He was a candidate but couldn't talk, and they blame him anyway. So none of them put their hands up. And anyway, later on that night, we're having a bit of a cuddle on the lounge, and Rocco was laying on my lap, and I sort of just hit him up. "Rocco, did you do it?" "Yeah, it was me." "It was me." I said, "Okay."
So there are zero. The ambulance service right around Adelaide today, when they get in calls, they go, "Nah, it's just Rocco."
Rocco doesn't know there's a ramping issue at the moment.
Number four, we learnt about a new segment on the show.
Get your finance first. It's the Ruined It's Financial Advice segment.
Labor are talking about getting rid of negative gearing. If negative gearing comes in, the market will definitely tank a bit more and we'll go backwards, I would think. Not that I'm a financial expert.
What about rent? I think that means rents go up.
Might be good if prices drop and, you know, they can get into the market. So there are some winners.
Yeah.
So there could be a few losers, I think.
One thing I know is if you're listening, don't take financial advice from Ruined It's at Triple M. Because we actually do not know.
Triple M management would like to inform listeners that the Ruined It's financial advice segment has been cancelled.
Perhaps take the time out of your very busy work week to seek some qualified
advice. That was our
advice.
Financial segment, sort of.
Okay. Maybe Koshy, maybe Ross Greenwood.
Go to someone like that. Pay an expert.
Even someone, you know, similar to Dennis DeNudo.
Dennis DeNudo.
It's the vibe.
He was a lawyer.
No, that's it. It's the vibe.
And a pretty bad one.
Our new catchphrase. You could go broke listening to us here on Triple M.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
Number three, Roo got the guns out last Friday.
Have a look at him. He's come in, he's got a singlet on, the guns are out.
Well, we've got the strong man coming in here today. We've got the big fitness expo.
What are you going to take him on?
I'm taking him on. I don't care if he's twice as heavy as me and you.
Have a look at Roo this morning.
And we learnt he probably picked the wrong day to wear a singlet.
This is
I've
funny
actually
because
never been as embarrassing.
You've got here this morning in your muscle shirt. You're wearing your singlet. And Australia's strongest man's just walked in his muscle shirt. Makes you look like a toothpick.
Oh, God.
Jordan Stevens, good morning.
Good morning.
Limo weighed in.
You know what that muscle shirt's missing, Dits?
Muscles.
No.
Number two. We learnt there was a birthday at the Rusciutto house.
Who's that?
Me.
Is that you, Tom?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
What did you get for your birthday this morning?
Anyway.
A what?
A train.
Even if it's family, Roo knows the importance of wrapping up a guest.
All right, we better get rid of him. He's lost. All right, Tommy. We'll see you a bit later, mate. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Well done,
see
Sarah.
See you, Tom.
Nah,
he's gone.
Number one, we learnt Tuesdays aren't that great.
Nah, they're nothing Tuesdays.
For him to get over and done with.
Yeah, I agree. But nice day coming up, 27.
Yeah, we'll make the most of it.
Yeah.
Why would you waste an opportunity to have a crack for 24 hours?
But there is one good thing about Tuesdays.
Your favourite segment, Married at First Sight update.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, oh, oh.
What Mick Moy called it? I married a dickhead. That's what it's called.
That's right, the maths update from Alice.
Last night, Mark and Ning are on. Who are this couple?
Mark and Ning.
Ning, that's her name.
Right.
They're the only couple that haven't had like special cuddles.
Right.
So it's been a bit awkward, and it's her that wants them, and he didn't.
Oh, right.
So,
Ning wants to go, Ning.
Ning's hanging out.
Ning wanted to see his Nong.
Ning. Good update. Okay. No Nong for Ning. Ning.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.